Each Monday, WILL brings you legal issues in the news with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
People of the State of Illinois versus Facebook and Cambridge Analytica. The state's attorney of Cook County, Illinois, filed this consumer fraud lawsuit in Illinois State Court on March 23, 2018. The main allegation is that Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, quote, exfiltrated the personal data of more than 50 million Facebook users in the United States, including millions of users in Illinois, unquote. Ages, interests, likes, names, addresses, religious and political affiliations, etc. This data collection, according to the complaint, violated Illinois state law. The complaint alleges, for example, that posing as academic researchers to get personal information violated the Illinois Consumer Fraud and Deceptive Business Practices Act. What do the people of the state of Illinois want? Civil penalties and fines. Some of this story is very familiar from the headlines, but today I want to take a close look at the complaint in the Illinois case. The complaint is the official legal document that starts a lawsuit. It's filed with the court and served on the other party. It's formally public, a court document, but it's also public in a very practical way. In high-profile cases, the complaint is widely available online. The document tells you who is in the fight, who is suing whom and for what, and what law they violated. The plaintiff is not expected to know everything about a case at this point. It's too early. But plaintiffs have to have some support to stay in court. So if we zoom in on Illinois versus Facebook, one of the things we see is the information that the complaint uses to support its allegations. Some of the sources may be unsurprising. The Washington Post, Associated Press, CNBC. We know the same thing from the paper or TV or radio. But other sources require more digging. The complaint quotes a Facebook job posting. It looked for a PhD candidate with expertise in social psychology to help, quote, develop high-quality models of people's online identity, unquote. The complaint cites Cambridge Analytica's own website, which bragged about its, quote, significant influence on the outcome of the 2016 presidential election, unquote. The complaint also relies on a somewhat ominous-sounding study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The title, Experimental Evidence of Massive-Scale Emotional Contagion Through Social Networks. The study describes an experiment in which Facebook adjusted the number of positive events in the news feeds of almost 700,000 users. Think penguin videos versus natural disasters. Then they studied the effects on participants' posts, roughly finding that sad content made people sadder and happy content made people happier. There's more where that came from, but our close look at the complaint shows the careful construction of a case using information that our connected world has put within our reach. If we zoom back out to the national and international picture, we are reminded that this one consumer fraud lawsuit in Illinois is one small and moving piece of a network of litigation, agency action, and legislative inquiry. Not only are there 49 more states and the feds, but other countries are interested too. So maybe this case is not just an example of what can go wrong with a social network, but also hints at what social networks can tell us about a new networked model of litigation and enforcement action. That is People of the State of Illinois versus Facebook, and this is Verity Winship.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, or listen online at will.illinois.edu.